John Jackson, W266DR Waukesha.
Green screens,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
professional
app.
Networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio. Station.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you. In that way, I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Cruz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Wisconsin, tune in for my brand new show, Nightlight, starting Monday, December 4th. Join me, Pete Schwabe, for conversations on the best in entertainment and culture every weeknight from 8 to 10. Nightlight, across the Civic Media radio network and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio. Station.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you. In that way, I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A busload of 30 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel is welcomed home in the West Bank. Hours earlier, Hamas militants released 8 Israeli hostages. The New York Times reports Israeli officials actually obtained the Hamas battle plan for the October 7th terrorist attack more than a year before it was carried out. CBS's Tom Foti.
The Times says on some level it was dismissed as too difficult for Hamas to carry out. Bilal Saab is a senior fellow with the Middle East Institute.
This was more an intelligence failure when it came to imagination, frankly. The Israeli didn't believe that Hamas would pull off something so spectacular and so successful.
The Times says it's unclear whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or other top political leaders saw the document. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Palestinian student Kinan Abdelhamid, who was shot along with two friends over Thanksgiving weekend in Burlington, Vermont, says it wasn't until he went to get help for his friends that he had realized he had been shot. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Abdelhamid's mother, Tamara Tamimi, traveled from Jerusalem to Vermont after the shooting.
And honestly, till now, feel like there's nowhere safe for Palestinians. If he can't be safe here, where on earth are we supposed to put him? Where are we supposed to be? Like, how am I supposed to protect him?
48-year-old Jason Eaton has pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of attempted murder. The shooting is being investigated as a possible hate crime. An investigation is underway after allegations of drinking on the job at a secret saloon on a military base responsible for protecting the homeland. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
At the Colorado headquarters of Northern Command and NORAD, an office nicknamed the Saloon was searched. In a locked workspace with access to classified networks, investigators found a refrigerator with containers of beer as well as hard liquor.
The Environmental Protection Agency proposes requiring water utilities to replace all of their lead pipes. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
If approved, it would force most utilities to replace lead water pipes within 10 years. The EPA says it could cost $45 billion. The drinking water industry estimates it will cost as much as $60 billion.
World leaders at the UN Climate Summit have agreed to create a loss and damage fund to help the countries hardest hit by global warming. CBS's Ben Tracy.
This is something that poor developing nations have been pushing for a long time. And at its core, this is basically a fund set up by wealthy nations to give money to poorer nations to cover the impacts of climate change.
Some OPEC Plus members will cut the oil that they send to the world by more than 2 million barrels per day from January to March to try to boost prices. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm looking forward to being back on the air with you every weekday on the Civic Media Network and on our app very soon. A big shout out to Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and of course, our fantastic guests who have been helping to hold down the fort while I've been gone. So I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Young Ho-Chunk is running that. As a matter of fact, who works with the governor and for the governor and the lieutenant governor too. And her mother who just passed away, she's taken over and helping with that. And I know she's worked with them for a long time. So good luck to that. And I just think a big group like that and just having COVID, it probably wouldn't be good for me to go.
You know. Yeah, that's smart, I'm sure. Yeah, I emceed the event several years ago, back when I was on city council, and through our late beloved Ho-Chunk sister, Marlene Hagemol, kind of invited me and engineered me in there. And I know you know Marlene, dear friend Mike Gozzi from the American Indian Community Development Corporation, used to describe himself as one of Marlene's minions. Yeah. And, you know, I'm proud to put myself in that class as well. But that was when I first realized, wow, I'm one of her minions. Because Marlene really directed, you know, every aspect of my time emceeing, my script, my rehearsal, you know, my wardrobe, you know, and and she'd go up on stage and say this, and I'd go up on stage and say that. You know? Yeah. I am now one of Marlene's minions and proud of it.
Well, as you know, Marlene got me elected. She got on the hotline, and we totally miss her. We just named a room after her in the office. And
I saw that. That looks so beautiful.
Yeah, and we all had stories, and she was one of the people that told me to run. And then also when I tied in the primary, she got on the phone and made a lot of calls for me, and I appreciate her. And but I feel like I was one of her minions too, because whenever her her name would come up on my phone, I would definitely answer it no matter what. Oh, I was.
Yep. And then you do what she told you to do, right?
Yep.
She just had this brilliant way of understanding how sort of levers of power worked in different places, different ecosystems, different units of government, both tribal and in U.S. governments and local. And then she knew how to amplify her impact by engaging people, putting people in those, helping to put people in those places where they could access the levers of power, and then telling them exactly what she wanted them to do. And
yeah.
She had a lot of impact for one person.
Well, and not only that, you know, she was the Reverend Marlene. She married Lieutenant Governor and Tom.
Yep, I was there.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm still a little buttered about not getting. I didn't get invited.
It was a tiny wedding. I was kind of surprised I got invited, actually. But Peggy is my little sister, as I call her. So, yeah, she was the first Native woman ordained within the Lutheran Church.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah. Hey, let's jump. I know we only got a few more minutes here, but I wanted to jump ahead here and talk a little bit about George Santos. And help me.
So George Santos is a slow motion train wreck that I have not been able to look away from, and I wish I could. And I keep refreshing a couple of blogs to see when he's going to actually get expelled from Congress, because that vote could happen today. It's more likely to happen tomorrow. It's very likely to pass. And so he'll be only one of six people ever to be expelled from Congress. And he's just this, you know, I'm guessing most of us have known people like that, you know, who are sort of pathological liars and compulsive about making up stories. You just don't think they're going to get elected to Congress, right? And he keeps arguing that the voters of New York's 3rd District put me in office, and, you know, they'll stay here until I can't anymore. And I was just thinking about earlier today, you know, they didn't put him in Congress. They put this sort of fake image that he built on lies in Congress, and he should leave. And I was also thinking earlier, just before we came on the air, that, you know, you have these compulsive liars, these really despicable people who are getting elected to these national offices. And really, I think Trump was kind of the vanguard of that, right? I mean, so then everyone knew how dishonest he was, how despicable he was, and they still, you know, elected him president. And I really feel like he showed the way. There's another congressman, I think he's from Tennessee, who's kind of coming under a microscope right now as well. Very similar to George Santos, and, you know, sort of fabricated his whole story and has been doing bad things with his newfound power. And so he might, you know, it just seems like it's become kind of the norm. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks all politicians are 100% honest 100% of the time, but you just don't expect this.
Yeah, and then we have a new Speaker of the House, too, that there's finding a lot of quotes when he possibly never thought he would be Speaker of the House, and he was not really vetted out, and I really feel like there's a train wreck, too, in slow motion.
You know,
I just... There's just things coming up, Robert, that he's said in the past, and, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, so this Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, he is extreme. I mean, he's probably the most extreme right Speaker of the House of my lifetime. He is promoting a very specific viewpoint, the MAGA perspective and agenda, the Christian nationalist agenda. And he thinks he can be squeaky clean because nobody really knows anything about him. But now you're right. You know, all this stuff's percolating up. The internet is forever, right? All this stuff is percolating up.
And great to see you. You know, spend time with us.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli officials reportedly learned of Hamas's plan to attack more than a year before it happened. That according to the New York Times. And the Middle East Institute's Bilal Saab says that Israelis did not believe that Hamas would pull off something so spectacular.
This is not a problem of intelligence or information, if you want to call it raw information from the Israelis. They had plenty of it. That puzzle was nearly perfect.
Montana's attempt to ban TikTok fails in federal court. CBS's Tom Foti reports the app remains available in that state.
Montana's legislature was the first state to try to ban it. TikTok and some of its content creators contend the Montana ban violates free speech rights.
President Biden and the First Lady welcome the holidays by lighting the national Christmas tree near the White House.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, you got it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Kelda Royce is also interested. A vote is expected by the end of the day on Friday. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 28 overnight. Under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, 36. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
There's a new attitude surrounding Carroll University basketball this year as Taylor Jansen leads the men through his first full season as head coach. The Pioneers are celebrating all the wins, and you can catch all the action of every home game right here. Don't miss a moment as Don Brown takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got a guest coming up, Robert Blake. It's the Robert Show plus Haley today, and then we have Roya later talking about the play that she's in, and our relative, my daughter, Mahinu Jaleesa McKee, is in this play too, and plays a redheaded stepchild. So that's something here in District 4 we feel like as a Ho-Chunk, but hey, that's a whole nother story, Haley.
Yes, so that show, it's New Native Theater, and that is, it's playing at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis, actually. And this production is A Christmas in Ochapi. So, and we're going to be out there tomorrow, right, Robert? We're going to be masked up and not spreading COVID.
Yeah.
But we'll be there.
Definitely. We'll get there a little early, so we have good seats and can really, you know, for me to be able to hear. You know,
right.
I'm getting old. I'm wondering, is everything sound good out there, Dawn? I know Dawn said our audio is going in and out on Facebook and YouTube, but I think it was possibly me and my controls and my COVID controls, Haley. I think they've taken over and spread Robert Lilligren and put him on mute and all these things that that happen when you have COVID. You know, hey, it's Robert Blake from Red Lake, Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Oh, welcome.
Oh, Robert, you've got COVID. Wow.
First time.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I'm sorry. But I mean, you look good. I mean, you know,
as good as I can.
Yeah. And you know, Robert, I got to tell you, you know, you have COVID, but I got to tell you, really interesting thing, because we always talk about the solar bear with the solar nodes, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This evening, we're going to have a big solar, flare storm happening.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see the lights tonight from about 11 p.m. to about 3 a.m. So, you know, here at the Solar Bear with the Solar Nails, we try to get all things solar, including solar flares.
Right on.
Including the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah. And this was...
I had to give you some applause.
Exactly. And I think that this is kind of like the party, you know, like someone saying to like, Robert, everything's going to be okay. This is a good sign.
Yeah.
Because you got COVID and we're getting the solar flare like this. I think it's kind of all connected. Am I stretching that?
We're of earth and sky. I believe that. So
we need some good energy. Let's take it.
Yeah. So I think this is just like the planet telling us, hey, Robert, you're going to be fine. You know, we've got the solar, the Northern Lights happening.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go check it out. I peaked on Sunday I had one bad day and I'm, you know, quadruple vaxxed and all that. And I took Paxiloid and Dr. Stately told me to take that. And I've really been at 90% ever since. So I'm doing pretty good other than my normal brain fog. I'm just blaming it on COVID right now. It's just it's always been there.
Hey, Robert, some really interesting news out of Texas. Yeah. And this is the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which is basically their grid network, their electric network right down there, mm-hmm. ERCOT. And anyways, they put about 14.2 gigawatts of renewable energy solar online last year. Now, this is the second most amount of solar being put on the grid compared to Florida. Florida's leading the way. And if you think about it, these are two Republican states that are that are going gangbusters on solar, right? But I think the interesting thing about this particular story is how quickly they're getting the interconnection agreements for these projects to the grid. And they're really showing the rest of the country, I think, on how that this can happen at a faster pace, which has been the problem across the country, is these interconnections between these solar projects and the grid. Mm-hmm. And, Texas, a big, you know, state around corporations, you know what I'm saying?
And oil.
They are just really going gangbusters around independent energy producers being allowed to connect to the grid. And that's a good thing, Robert. And so I applaud them in doing this. And I say to the rest of the country, including Minnesota, that maybe we should take a look at how they're doing things in Texas, because, you know, being allowed to put all this renewable energy onto the grid and of course, you know, that happening, you know, allows, you know, folks like us to make a choice of whether or not we want our energy to be from coal-fired plants or we want our energy to be from renewable energy like solar.
Right. I'd be interested to see and follow the money on those two states and how they got that done and who's getting paid what, because that's always kind of the tricky part, getting connected to the grid, because we're taking business away from these coal mines and, you know, all these other things like nuclear places. And
so, yes, Mr. Pilot, you just answered the big question right there. What kind of influence does the utilities have in Texas, right? What kind of influence does the utilities have in these other states, right? Mm-hmm. That is the big That is the million-dollar like question right there. And obviously, the utilities don't have as much sway in Texas as they do in other states. So, yep, that's exactly where that goes. That's exactly where that story goes. Another interesting story that just came out is solar module prices may reach 10 cents a watt. This is incredible because if you think about maybe 10 years ago, Robert, it's probably about $100 a watt. Now it's at 10 cents a watt. I mean, they come down tremendously, probably cheaper than coal. So to produce energy now, it's no wonder that utilities are feeling the height or the heat, Robert, because they have 80-year coal contracts that they got to service, you know. So, you know, they're scheduled to sell you and me power for the next 80 years from coal-fired power, right, at a certain price point. Now, with solar coming down so cheaply under coal, under natural gas, on par with probably natural gas, you know, you get the sense that, you know, that, I mean, why not having the utilities try and block any which way that they can for solar to come on board, you know, because let's face it, our solar and renewable energy is just so cheap now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, that's a good thing. That is a real good thing.
And then,
the old calculator story I've given to you to tell people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really where it does, right, Robert? The old calculator story, because look at how everything has become so efficient, Robert. One of the last stories here is millions of sustainable jobs are available if you have the right skills. Was talking to some folks today out of New Jersey, out of the East Coast, that were out in Washington, D.C. that I work with, and they were telling me that they were at this this job conference, employment conference, workforce conference development, and, you know, we got the skill sets that people are going to need. This is where they're kind of finding some of the bridges that need to be built so we could get folks into these careers. They're finding out we've got a shortage. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity in the future, to get involved in the transition, but people are going to have to get skilled up, Robert, is what they're saying they're finding out. So there's a great article, out there on Business Insider talking about this very issue.
It's exciting too. And it's a new frontier, and people, I remember when I had students in high school that were, really, I had no idea how to run a computer or what a URL was, and they were getting jobs in the IT field right out of high school. And I think something like that's going to be happening now too, because we're transitioning, and we also need workers.
I think what happened, Robert, and you know, I was on the governor's workforce development board, and one of the things that we were talking about there was, you know, we knew the gray tsunami was coming, right? We knew we were going to have all these retirees coming, and then we were going to have like the biggest, like, you know, graduating class in United States history. What we didn't count on was COVID. And that was the big curveball that got thrown workforce, you know, to the entire country. So, you know, and then we have to adjust our, and then we miscalculated how much that affected folks out here. So those are the two things that I think that we're going to be grappling with. And so, I mean, you know, be very nice to those folks that have shown up to work to like be your waiter or your waitress, right, or serve you. Because I'm telling you right now, Robert, not too far in the future, we're going to have robots, because we just don't have enough folks to fill in all these jobs that we're going to be having. I think currently right now we have 4 to 5 jobs for every one person in the state of Minnesota looking for one. So, I mean, these are incredible statistics, and it's happening like that across the board.
Wow. You got a minute left. We got anything else to report, Bob?
Yeah, last thing here, a really good story that just came out too, real quickly, Robert, there are exactly 5,000 car chargers that need to put into Western state parks.
Whoa.
Yeah. And get this. Those are just the state parks. So we still need to build out a big part of our infrastructure around EVs. So that's the Solar Bear with the Solar News, Robert.
Wow, thanks a lot, Robert Blake from Red Lake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Thank you much. We'll see you next week. Happy holidays, as always. Go Vikings, Skol. Oh, hey, we'll be right back with Roya. Roya will be giving us an update on the play, and we're excited. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ho! Hey, we're here with Roya, a white eagle, and we are checking in live in downtown Minneapolis. You are our arts and entertainment correspondent here, and you have a big surprise for everyone to talk about. Roya, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Robert. Hi, Haley. It's good to be back. I know we all took last weekend off. Well, I think we had a pre-recorded program that was running on Thursday evening. So, but it's great to be here.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. Yeah, went down to Chicago, spent some time there. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to stop at the Ho-Chunk Casino for the buffet spread, but that's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Robert, you mentioned that, one thing is the little thumbnail has me as Roya White. I might be Scottish or French somewhere in my lineage, but I don't necessarily claim that. But it is, you know, I am now going by Roya White Eagle.
Yes. So
the banner that you posted, it was Roya Taylor. That's fine. But I am undergoing a legal name change. So that's big news for me here.
Well, Roya, if you were Ho-Chunk and your last name was White Eagle, I'm related to the White Eagle. So again, we may be related somehow.
Yeah, there's white eagles that are Ho-Chunk, yeah.
Definitely. Hey, so what's going on? We had Gary Farmer speaking upon hopefully what you're going to be talking about yesterday at our Rock Solid show. What is going on here in the Twin Cities, and what are you doing?
I'll mention a couple of activities that are going on this weekend. In fact, one of them is going to be starting here in a few minutes, I think around 6 o'clock this evening, Thursday evening. But first of all, I just want to tell everybody that, and this has been a long time coming, because you were talking about Gary Farmer before the show started, and he actually was assisting us in the workshopping, the stage reading of this a couple of years back, 2018, I believe. And then I was one of the original cast members a 10-minute version, a very short version of this called Christmas in Ho-Chunk. And it is written, the playwright is Montana Cypress, who is Miccosukee, Don't confuse that with Seminoles down there in Florida. And don't confuse it with Seminoles from Oklahoma either.
We will anyway, not.
Directors, Sarah Wolotsky, or Polotsky Wartzia, was the original 10-minute play version. And now we have a whole new cast. I'm the one holdover from that, and I'm not playing any of the roles that I did before. So you'll have to come and see it, but I can give you a hint. I should have worn my cap. It's due with Reservation Police. So,
nice. Mind you. I always thought of you sometime as, you know, there used to be a show called Police Woman. And now with Angie Dickinson. So I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, that reminds me. Before this evening's performance, we've got the second of two previews. I got to probably go back to the legs. And certainly had to put on. You caught me at an early time here. I don't have my makeup on yet. So.
Oh, well. Hey, so tell everybody what we're talking about and where and how they can see the play and who's in it. And you know the scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me get up and take you down to the stage. If I can walk without looking where I'm going and then walking backwards occasionally. I had to take a whole class on doing that to learn how to walk backwards on stage. You can see right behind me then.
Oh, nice set.
Is the, yeah. See all around there? This is a story that is about a Miccosukee family down in Florida in the Everglades right off of Alligator Alley. And it involves a mother, a dad, and two grown sons. And it's kind of a comedy of errors, an absurdist comedy. And, well, here we go. Stop right here. I'm going to have you say hello to one of our assistant stage managers.
I'm an artistic producer and a props designer.
Yeah, this is Trade Quarter.
How are we doing? Cool.
Hey. He's originally from up north. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? Okay, go ahead. We can't see you. I hope this doesn't log us off here. Oh. Okay.
See me there?
There we go.
Yeah, we see you. You're looking good.
Looking good.
Oh, thank you.
Easy, not that good. Hey, ho. So how has it been working with Roya? You know, I heard that she can be kind of, you know, she's got her trailer and it's hard to get to her. And
well, we love divas. We love our talented actors. We cherish them. We appreciate them for exactly who they are.
Good answer. That's very sacred of you. Ho.
Yeah. Speaking as one diva to another.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I'll check. We've got some repairs going to the sofa because that's been destroyed over rehearsal since we occupied the space about 2 weeks ago. Anyway, we had the first preview last night.
Mm-hmm.
Second of two previews. Tomorrow night is the opening night.
Yeah.
And that's at 7:30 every night. And then at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. So you can go to Brown Paper Tickets. It's a Christmas in Ochopee. Ochopee is how it's spelled. And the suggested price is $35, but it is a pay what you can show. And then we have a special rate for this this weekend. So tonight, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, if you will contact New Native Theater and let them know that you're interested in coming, you can get in free.
Wow.
Except for Ho-Chunk, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Double for a Ho-Chunk.
No, it's kind of one of those nice deals, similar to what happened at a recent major production downtown. So,
yeah, we won't talk about that production anymore. But hey, no, I'm just kidding. We're here with Roy White Ego, host of Good Medicine on KFAI, and we're talking about this play. And how did my Hinu do?
I was going to tell you that. You know, I'm sitting right next to her or them in the dressing room. I've got a photo. I'll send it to you later. I probably should have sent it to you so you could put it up of the cast last night before we were going on stage. So that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, Jaleesa McKee, she is playing Audrey, who is the love interest of one of the brothers. Mm-hmm. And he's bringing her home for the very first time to meet his Miccosukee family, and that just unleashes a whole bunch of crazy craziness. There's a wedding, there is a death, and there's an alligator involved, and a big feast, big barbecue.
Yeah, and she sent us a message, a warning about, because, you know, Wendy's a vegan, about eating an alligator. So we have to be careful and know when to cover Wendy's eyes.
And ears. Yeah, it's too bad. They had the prototype out here last night. I don't see it anywhere around. So, but it stars Thomas Draskovic, who is Lakota.
Yes.
Head of the family, and Genevieve Page, I believe she's White Earth. She plays the matriarch of the family. And then we have some newcomers. So James Harvin, who's originally Rapanoic from New York, and he plays the brother to the matriarch. He's Leroy, an itinerant, evangelical, crazy fundamentalist. Well, I don't know if he's a fundamentalist, but he's loud, a preacher. And he has a Cuban girlfriend, played by Rebecca Crisanta Ibarra, and then David Valentine, who is, he's Cree and Métis from the Seattle area. He plays the older brother.
Hey, one more time, how can people can get tickets, and what are the show times?
Sure, it's 7:30 every night, so Wednesday through Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sundays, and then it's. Brown paper tickets, Christmas in Ochopee, O-C-H-O-P-E-E, or take advantage of that special this weekend, call or email New Native Theater.
Get a selfie with Roya and the cast, and she may sign an autograph for the program for you. Hey, Roya, thanks for stopping in. We'll see you Friday for sure.
I'll give you a big kiss as well.
Right on. Get that lipstick on. Ho-wa. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you're part of the resistance. We're still here. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
And Free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.